SOP 211. Today we're answering questions like, hey, what is that background noise? Hey, where'd you get that iPhone app? And hey, how can I make money with my podcast?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello. It is I, your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in to this, the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Our email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. And this is where we talk about all things podcasting. And a couple of shows back, I was talking about how what I defined as bad audio quality. And to me, as soon as I hear blog talk radio, or if I hear talk show, I just go, oh, this has to be phenomenal content for me to even sit through it. And to be honest with you, I usually don't even give it that much of a chance. Well, I got an email from Bob who says, Dave, just discovered your podcast and was catching up on last night's listening to your My Definition of Bad Audio Quality episode. To add to your definition of bad audio quality, my definition of bad audio quality that will make me kill a podcast is unnecessary background noise, such as room echo, typing on a computer keyboard, shuffling of papers, and banging on a table. For example, I keep trying to listen to the teacher's podcast at teacherspodcast.org, but the background noise is so distracting, especially when wearing headphones, that I have to push the stop button. In one episode while wearing headphones, the background noise was so noticeable, I thought it was something happening in my office. I can understand in some situations background noise is hard to control, such as an instructor capturing a lecture or a desired part of the podcast with a dog barking in the background to give a more homey feel. If it's distracting, if the distracting sounds, then send me to the stop button in some cases. Since I don't podcast myself at this time, as most of my effort is supporting faculty in lecture capture and core casting, trying to direct them to produce the best sounding recording possible, I'm a firm believer in good quality recording of a lecture or presentation and that it provides a positive learning experience for the student. Well, just to give you an example, Bob, I'm in a big room. Let me turn off my gate. Yeah, there we go. Big empty room. So if I get away from my microphone right now, you'll hear my good friend. I actually left this on. Usually I turn this off. I have my old, if you remember the back episodes of the School of Podcasting, you are used to this sound. Let me crank it up here. I'll shut up. Oh, yeah. That is that's the fan noise from my old computer, and I used to be in a room with more carpet. Now if I get way back here, and this is what I always say, this is a bad example. When you have people trying to record a podcast and they'll just turn a microphone way up, and then they'll have another person sitting over here.
Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. If you want to score, if you're going to win the football game, you got to score some touchdowns.
And then the other person's over here. Yeah, that's right. And you have one person way over there. Yeah, you get all this background noise. So I'm going to turn down the mic now. And that's why I use a Shure SM58. And what am I using? I'm using a DBX. I got to put on my glasses. Something A. 286A. It's a compressor limiter, blah, blah, blah. And when I turn this up, you will hear. I can kind of tune down the background noise a little bit. But the other thing is, I kind of heard it in the past, and I would listen to my podcast with headphones, but even background noise, if you have a noise gate, which basically means, hey, anything that isn't as loud as Dave's voice, like his fan, can't make it to the microphone, but you'll still hear it while I'm talking. And so that's why I've now switched to just turning off all my computers and recording directly into my Zoom H4. And I didn't notice it for the longest time because when I was listening back to the podcast, the sound of the fan that was live in the room was then, I thought that was the sound of, what am I trying to say here? The sound of it coming through on the recording got lost in the sound of it in the live room. And when I listen to my podcast back, many times I listen to them in the car. And you got to realize that some people are listening to these through headphones. So And yeah, I went over to the interesting thing about the teacherspodcast.org is that is Kathy King, who is a fairly, I don't know, well known, but she hits the speaking circuit a lot. Kind of when people want to talk about podcasting and teaching, they go to Kathy King. And I'm with you. I mean, part of the first podcast I listened to, number one, her co-host does this a lot. Let me turn up the mic. He's right on the mic, because when you're right on the mic, you can get kind of bassy, which is kind of cool. But then if you do this, yeah, I don't want to listen to you breathe. So when you're breathing, if you have asthma or something, back away from the microphone. And then when they went to different sections, they definitely sounded way different. And I'm with you. I could see if I was wearing headphones where that background noise would bug me. If I was in the car, probably not. But thank you for the feedback. And if you want to hear what Bob thinks is bad audio, go over to teacherspodcast.org. Next up, a couple ways that you can make some money, I think, or try to make some money. I just signed up for this. You just bought, members of my audience, bought me, helped contribute to a Kindle, an Amazon Kindle ebook reader. And one of the things that Kindle says you can do is you can subscribe to blogs. Now, I'm a whole 2 days into owning my Kindle, but it appears that that may not be the easiest thing to do on the Kindle, but what you can do is you can take your blog, aka podcast, and you can actually go to amazon.com. You'll see a link where it says publish with us, and one of the links is publish your blog for Kindles. Now this makes it very easy for a person who, because there's basically, it's kind of like, you know, you have your podcast in the iTunes store. This is a way of putting your podcast minus the podcast, so basically your show notes, in the Kindle store. Now it'll retail. I just did this with my Logical Weight Loss podcast, and I didn't have any say in this. They sell it for $1.99. I need to look into this again. I'm about 2 days into this as well, of which I make 30%. So you figured 10% is 20 cents. So I will make 60 cents a month per subscriber. They do ask you how often you blog. But this is where good show notes come in handy. This is where you basically want to type up a paragraph or two, so enough that basically people don't have to listen to the podcast. Now, why would I do that? Because I want people to listen to the podcast. Well, it's good Google food. Google doesn't index sound, it indexes words. And so I usually put some sort of paragraph about each topic, and it's kind of a summary. But if I'm the good thing is I will be able to tell if anybody subscribes, and when they do, I will start making much more detailed notes. They can subscribe for 14 days free and try it, but that may be another way, 60 cents at a time, to monetize your podcast. Now, while I'm on that subject, the way people always ask me on occasion, I want to sell or I want to have a premium podcast, things like that. You'll do the freemium model where you have a free version that then people can buy, you know, the other, either your back catalog, things like that. I always recommend premium cast for that. It is a monthly fee to pay for that, but if you have monthly subscribers, it kind of, you know, cancels each other out. I do have an affiliate link for that if you want to use it. It's 121 as the number 121 podcasting, right? 121 podcasting. It's either 121 pod. Just go to premiumcast.com. That's one way to do that. But the other thing that I've had a lot of people ask about, which is interesting because I have not promoted this one bit. There is an iPhone app for the School of Podcasting. And I've had people email me and say, hey, got your iPhone app, love it, keep the great shows coming. And I'm thinking, that's odd. I haven't mentioned that except for a few people, you know, the members of the School of Podcasting have known about this. But apparently people are buying my app. Now, where did I get this designed and how much did it cost? It cost me nothing, as in free. And it's done by the company that owns Libsyn. And that is Wizard Media. And if you just Google Wizard Media iPhone app, it'll come right up. I'll put a link to it out in the show notes. But it's free. They then sell it, I believe, for $1.99. And I forget what percentage of it you get, but you get a chunk of the change. I think I end up making 70 cents. Don't quote me on that, but you make a chunk of the change. And obviously they take the rest. Why? Because they help develop it. They submit it to the iTunes store. They handle all the payment. They do everything, and you don't do a thing. And it's another way. It's another presence on the web. So, you know, you can list your podcast, and people can actually download the podcast, because realize a Kindle doesn't read. I don't believe it does JavaScript. I don't believe it does Flash. I know it doesn't do Flash. So if you have a Flash player on your blog, people can't see it, and I don't believe they can download it either. I'm not sure. I know you can listen to MP3s on a Kindle. I don't know that your MP3 file, assuming you're just doing audio here, would be automatically downloaded to your Kindle. So again, it's more of a blog service because the Kindle is more about reading. But I was like, hey, my show notes for this particular podcast usually are extensive, and all I do is I put my RSS feed into it, submit it, agree to some terms, and off we go, and it's 60 cents a subscriber. So that's just another way you might want to try. And if nothing else, it might get people to then go to your website. That's, like I said, I'm very new to the Kindle. I'm very new to the blog reading part of Kindle, but this is something, as I was going through the Kindle store, I'm like, wait a minute, I can put my blog here and people can subscribe to it. So it's just another avenue that may get people, again, realize that Kindle people are readers, but you may get them to subscribe or at least go to your website. So a couple ways to make money with your podcasting or with your blog. Kindle, we'll find out. I'll keep you posted. Premiumcast.com, if you want to do a membership, there's all sorts of things. You can sell downloads, things like that. And then you can have your own iPhone app made for free. And like I said, the members of the School of Podcasting have known about that for months. I mean, that was a 2009 thing that we were talking about. But I'm just sharing it here because I've had people ask because they've now found it. So now the other thing I should say about the iPhone app is it uses the best way it's suited is if you're using a Libsyn page. Now, I'm using Libsyn as my hosting. I love Libsyn. Speaking of that, the bill just came for February's Amazon bill. I did that episode a couple while back. $28 for Amazon for my one podcast. Yes, it's very popular. That's great. But it's now, you know, more than double my price of Libsyn. So everybody goes, it's so cheap. Not for me, it's not. But then again, I'm in the middle of diet season, and that's where my podcast really kicks into play. And am I thinking of moving this to Libsyn? Absolutely. I think my experiment is about over. I would just have to move at this point about 90 episodes, but it may be something I'm looking to do in the future. So getting back to this, it's geared towards using their RSS feed, not so much your feed burner feed. So in my case, I'm using the RSS feed from my WordPress, which is on the schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can then add things that are specific to just the iPod application. So you could have bonus content, you could have additional features just for iPhone app users, hence getting people to buy it. I don't have that now. If you're looking for bonus content and you've downloaded this app, it's because my RSS feed is on my website. Now, I've spoken to them, and they are in the process of moving some things around so I can actually use my WordPress site, because there are there's a field that I can't remember, custom fields, that I could use these custom fields made for the Libsyn feed. I could use them in WordPress, and I believe that will work. They're working on that as well. I will keep you posted on that, but if you're using the Libsyn feed in your feed burner, you're good to go, and you can start posting bonus content. They work with the graphics. A great team for designing the iPhone app. I think it looks good, and it's sweet. It's free, and I'm not sure what the threshold is when I get paid. Like I said, I haven't even promoted it. If you have an iPhone and you want to check it out, by all means, it's $1.99, and that's another way to make money with your podcast. So if you're looking for other ways to make money with your podcasting, come on by. We've got resources at theschoolofpodcasting.com, just like the ones I listed here. We've also got step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through the entire process of making your podcast. That's all at schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, this is your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you for tuning in. Just one last time, if you want to contact me, email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. And our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again real soon. And until next week, class is dismissed.